During the civil war in Israel, Abner, commander of the army of Ishbosheth, Saul's son, went to David in Hebron to negotiate a treaty. He promised to rally all Israel round David and make him king. David gave a feast for him and his men, and then sent him on his way. Joab, David's nephew and the commander of his army, was not there at the time. He was told that Abner had been with David, so he secretly sent messengers to bring him back. When Abner returned, Joab drew him aside as though to speak with him privately, and stabbed him. This was to avenge the death of his youngest brother, killed by Abner in battle. When David was informed of the murder, he cursed Joab and decreed a day of public mourning. Abner was buried with all due honor in Hebron, and the people of Israel grieved for him. But Joab went unpunished, because David was not yet strong enough to condemn him. Shortly after the death of Abner, Ishbosheth was murdered in his home, while resting on his bed in the heat of the day. The murderers took his head to David, hoping to get a reward. But David said to them, "You have killed an innocent man in his own house and on his own bed," and he had them put to death. Then the elders of the tribes went to David at Hebron to have him anointed king over Israel. He was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years, 7 years and 6 months over Judah, and 33 years over all Israel. At that time Jerusalem was in the hands of the Canaanites, as the Jebusites occupied the fortress. The city had been taken and burnt by the men of Judah at the time of the conquest of Canaan, but the citadel itself had never been captured. Jerusalem lay in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin, on the borders of Judah. The city was built on a high plateau, bordered on three sides by deep ravines and surrounded by mountains. The ancient city had the protection of natural ramparts. Psalm 125 says, "As the mountains encircle Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore." David decided to make the city his capital, so he and his men marched against the Jebusites who occupied the fortress. But the Jebusites laughed at him, because they believed the stronghold was impregnable. "You will not get in here," they shouted to him. "Even the blind and the lame can ward you off." So David said to his men, "Whoever goes up the water shaft or scales the wall and conquers the Jebusites, those lame and blind who are David's enemies, will become commander-in-chief." Joab went up first, so he kept the command of all the armies of Israel. David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the City of David. He became more and more powerful because the Lord was with him. As Jerusalem had become the capital of Israel, David decided to build up the area around it from the supporting terraces to the surrounding wall, while Joab restored the rest of the city. David built houses and extensive defensive works. A powerful neighbor, Hiram, the king of Tyre, befriended David and sent messengers to him along with cedar logs, carpenters, and stonemasons to help him build a palace. David acknowledged that the Lord was establishing his kingdom and exalting his reign. During his years in Hebron, David had taken several wives, and sons were born to him there, among them Amnon, the son of Ahinoam, Absalom, the son of Maacah, and Adonijah, the son of Haggith. When he settled in the city of David, he took more concubines and wives, and sons and daughters were born to him in Jerusalem, one of whom, Solomon, succeeded him to the throne. During the early years of David's reign, the Philistines marched out against Israel in full force. David inquired of the Lord and was told that he was to attack them, as God would give him the victory. So he advanced with his troops against the Philistines, and they fled, abandoning their idols on the battlefield. David exclaimed, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies, dispersing them before me." He and his men carried off the idols as a war trophy. But the Philistines came up again and spread out in the valley of Rephaim, the valley of giants. David again inquired of the Lord, and was told this time to circle round and attack from behind. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the trees, said God, then move quickly, because the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army. So David did as God commanded and won a great victory. Next episode, the Ark in Jerusalem.